We're off. Number 8. I'm going to try not to hit the microphone.
This is the 4th time Chris has started this podcast. Can we go?
Yeah, we can go.
Yeah.
So, hello. How are you?
Sunny.
Okay, well, of course, I wasn't, because I'm not waiting for a response for everyone to listen. I'm just giving them a little, you know, a little pause. Mm-hmm. I'm fine, Chris, thanks. So, I was until I started this podcast.
That seems a likely response.
So, what's been happening? What have you been watching this week? What stuff? What are you watching?
Where's the Avengers? Obviously.
Oh my god, yes, the Avengers.
In which they finally got the Hulk right. Huzzah.
Fantastic. Huzzah. I mean, huzzah. That is just a fantastic film, really.
Should I go and see it?
Yes.
But then again, you don't like fun.
No, I do like fun, but I'm not sure if I'm keen on superhero movies. I mean, I've seen some that were okay, but I don't know.
Well, it's, I mean, not all superhero movies.
It is far and away better than pretty much all of them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is the best.
The only one that you might, the only Chris Nolan's Batman films, mm-hmm. Are the only ones that even come close.
Yeah.
Like, they're the only ones you can have a debate about which one is better or not.
Yeah.
What about something like Watchmen? Was it crap? I think the film, as I watched it, got progressively worse. Like,
what, Watchmen?
Yeah.
Watchmen did this thing where they took the comic book and put it on film.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, frame by frame. You could read the comic along with the film, and it's pretty much all there.
Yeah.
Which, up until you see it happen, you think would be a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, they have a storyboard, why don't they just put this on screen?
Yeah.
And then Zack Snyder did it, and you think, oh, that's why.
Yeah. I mean,
and also half the film's in slow motion.
I don't think necessarily you can compare all sort of superhero films. And so what I mean is, like, don't, because I've seen that superhero film, I didn't enjoy it, don't mark that against other superhero films. There is ones that are infinitely better.
No, I know, they vary.
It's one of the best, it's not even a best superhero film, it's just one of the best films, like, that I think I've ever seen. It's also one of the funniest.
I might see it. I think the last one I saw was X-Men First Class, and it was just balls. I didn't.
X-Men was great.
X-Men First Class is really good.
X-Men
First Class is one of the better ones for me.
I really didn't. I liked the beginning. I thought it's going to be good. Oh, Nazi Hunter, blah blah blah. But then I don't know. Just didn't like it that much.
And if you do,
Fassbender, who's, I think he's good, but he annoyed me in this film.
Why?
Well, like,
was it because he was playing a villain?
No, because.
Are you mixing up X-Men First Class and Shame?
No. It's really funny, Chris, that you
Thank
mentioned
you.
Two films that he starred in.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But
we should get someone that plays drums just to do.
Yes, but so, yeah, just
and then wow.
But that's just pretty much every time you talk, though.
Oh, yeah, and every time you talk.
Again, what a great response. Anyway, he had a constipation helmet on, which was quite funny. When he put the Magneto helmet on, he spoke like he had constipation. Watch it back. Constipation helmet. Okay. Anyway.
If you do go and see the Avengers, stay for the credits. Well, obviously, but just, you know, don't get up as soon as the film finishes, because it's not finished.
Okay.
Until the credits have finished.
Okay. Thank you.
Really. Which is just, you know, that's what Marvel do, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love that.
It became a thing. Yeah.
What about Sin City? I just followed.
I've actually not seen Sin City. My dad's seen Sin City. I think he's about.
Good.
So you're just talking about comic books. Is Sin City a superhero thing? No,
yeah.
It's just a comic book adaptation.
Yeah, but it's good. They're
doing Sin City 2.
Yeah, they've been saying about Sin City 2 for years.
They're properly starting like to do it now.
They're doing The Hobbit as well.
They are doing The Hobbit. They're doing a Sin City Hobbit crossover, which will be interesting.
Yeah.
They're not doing that.
Together with American Pie. 25.
What? Are you just throwing out films that are coming out
in the same
sentence? I'm actually looking forward to seeing American Pie. High school reunion. The reunion. I like the first. I like the original American Pie films. When it gets to like American Pie 11 horse shit or something, whatever its little colon is. It's just crass, but the first three work. I mean, the first one was really good. The second one was it was good, but not as good as the first one. I thought the third one was pretty good.
I'm not sure if I was the third one, but I didn't like them.
I enjoyed the third one, and then it just went down.
So they gone downhill after the first one.
You did say that you didn't like the second and third one. Did you just not like them, or did you just think they weren't as good as the first one?
They were near as good as
one. Did you laugh at all?
It's been hours since I saw them, so I can't remember the exact
amount of laughter.
I'm looking forward to the new one. I mean, I'm not going to judge the film without saying, I'm not going to say it's going to be really good or it's going to be really bad.
I know, but the trailer was like, maybe it was like a chuckle.
It looks more like a sweet natured film. You know, like quite nostalgic and quite sweet.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet natured film. In the trailer, Stifler is clearly attempting to have sex with underage girls. by saying that he likes Twilight, and then he shits in a cool box.
See,
that's nostalgia.
And someone steals the tops of bikinis on the beach.
Oh, that's not the American Pie guys though. That's not them.
So then it's okay.
We're talking about the film.
That's fine.
But tonally, like, I think it will be crude. But what I mean is, by the end, it'll be quite a sweet. It'll be a sweet film. I think. I mean, I've not seen the film. I've not, you know. Let's wait till we've seen the film, and then we can talk about.
Yeah, what it that was. Implies we're going to see the film.
Well, you're going to
see
the film.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you'll be talking about it to yourself because I don't think I'm going to watch it.
Well, I'm thinking. I might just take my brother and see it. Would that be wrong?
No. What age is your brother?
He's 14.
No,
I think it's not wrong.
I don't think he's seen the first either.
Also, I don't think he get in.
Yeah.
He did get chucked out of the GFT.
Did he?
We were in the queue for the premiere of Paul, me, my friend, and Ross. I mean, he's 14. Like, and then like, have you got any idea? What? Is he getting any idea? I'm like, he's my brother. He's fine. He's 15. Is he getting any idea? I'm like, when are kids carrying around ID on them to get an F15 certificate? What's that?
You want Scott cards?
You didn't get one. Well, like, he wasn't in. High school. There was a thing in our town where it was only the people in high school that got young Scott cards.
Why are we discussing?
Yeah, he's got a number, but he's not got an actual physical card.
Send away for it. Then you'll have ID.
He's got his passport. Someone has to actually get ID from a little brother to take him to pictures. In fact, no.
Yes.
But, that's the thing. My dad.
If you're trying to sneak him into a 15 rated film.
Well, my dad and him went to see Paul.
Yeah, that's because they would trust your father.
What, they wouldn't trust me?
No,
I don't think.
Even if I grow a little beard, wear a suit.
No, I think that's even the worst. That's more.
If you grow a beard, then that's fine, my brother.
And then
back off.
And then adopt
a
really.
Care of him.
And then adopt a different Scottish accent.
Yes.
Just wear, go war paint.
Leave us alone.
We're going to see this film. There's nothing you can do about it. Step aside.
Don't open my trench coat. Don't open it.
So I'm wearing. I'm Captain Jack now.
No.
Does Captain Jack ever put on a Scottish accent as off top? I know John Barrowman does, but Captain Jack.
Jack doesn't know.
No, he doesn't ever, like, just for the sake of it.
No,
okay.
David Tennant does. David Tennant. And this was Law at the beginning.
I love David Tennant. He's fantastic. He's my doctor. You watch Doctor Who, Carl?
No, I love Iron Brewer. No, I don't know.
You don't know if you watch Doctor Who or not?
You don't know if you watch Doctor Who?
No, I haven't, but I wanted to follow up. This with something, but I don't know what it was. I don't know what
you're talking about, David Tennant.
I understand the whole idea of it. I just didn't get into it, so didn't watch a bit. But
I would actually really like to watch the vintage Doctor Who stuff. I think you can get them on DVD now.
Yeah,
I'd really like to watch them.
Some of them are on Netflix.
Just are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Netflix.
A bit like
that's educating
I love
me.
Iron Brew,
Netflix is educating me so much more than school did.
Yeah, to be fair, he went to go and poor Glasgow. That's
true.
Back off.
That's maybe not a stretch.
Yeah, that's true.
You're playing with fire. You're playing with fire.
There's many things that would educate him more than the school in poor Glasgow, you know. The Sun has
you know
educated me. Reading The Sun in the Daily Mail.
We have good education.
Do you?
Because that sentence makes sense.
Yeah, we have good education.
We have.
Full stop.
Good education we have. Also, we were taught by Yoda. No, Ah, oh, that'd be amazing. Imagine being top of the order.
I don't think he'd set foot in Poglar.
I don't mean in Poglar.
He lives in Dagen, but he gets stranded. He lives in a swamp.
I don't mean he's just...
He wouldn't duck his feet in Poglasgow.
Hey, back off, man. That's a lovely little town. Let's move on.
It's lovely. It's beautiful.
Yeah, shit.
The amount of times that some junkies tried to...
This isn't a...
Purpose.
I really like that town.
Okay, fair enough. You have the right.
I'm saying that because I know...
You're saying that because you have to go back there.
Yes, exactly.
No, it's a nice town.
Honestly, I like you guys. I like you.
That's where I grew up. Back off. Where did you guys grow up?
I grew up in
Crooks.
So, say that again?
I grew up in the house I live in right now, in Crooks.
Right, okay. I don't know Crooks from that way. Where's it, Neil?
It's sort of...
We always...
Oh yeah, we
freedom. We filmed freedom.
Yeah, you filmed freedom.
No, we didn't film anything there.
you filmed freedom there. You filmed that short film. You did
freedom.
Yeah, okay.
There.
Which we will put online. Yeah. So we made an
ironic pastiche.
No. It was a shit film.
It was, I know.
It wasn't intended for ironic. It was just that.
Remember,
we knew that while filming.
Yeah, that's true.
Particularly the time when I ran about with a tiny little camera and you followed me around with the MacBook to pick up sound.
We got our submission today for the festival for a film, and that's the name of it.
What's the
name of
it?
I don't know what it's about. There's the synopsis.
Waiting.
Oh, waiting.
I sort of thought I need to bring it in.
I didn't submit. Is that a documentary film?
I know, you haven't submitted, Chris.
It's a 45-minute version of your film.
Uncut.
Yeah.
Just really long.
With you and McGregor, you know.
Just really long shots of the shoelaces and him making coffee and stuff.
Well, I thought it's quite funny. Waiting. Good title, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, Kristen, Kristen.
We digress. We started talking about comic films and then on to our own short films.
Like, could you have your view Watchmen, which took the comic book and put it on screen and it did not work?
Mm-hmm. Call back.
And then you've got Leave It for a Gentleman, which completely disregarded the comic book, and it didn't work.
I've not seen that for a while.
Wait, is that the one with Sean Connery?
Yeah, it's the one with Sean Connery.
I really didn't like it.
Yeah, because it wasn't good.
Yeah.
It just wasn't good. And then you have...
That might be why I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
It might not, though. No.
And then you have the first Spider-Man, and... The Avengers, which take the sort of essence of the comics and put that on screen without necessarily taking anything like from the comic and just putting it directly on the screen, you know what I mean?
So would you say that this is the most important part of superhero movies, like the adaptation part?
Or comic book movies in general?
It's most important of any adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like if you try and put it directly on the screen, it just doesn't work because the pacing is different on... Like things that you're reading and things you're watching.
The clue is in the title, and it's adaptation. You know, I mean, you can't discard it completely, and you can't just completely use that as
a
setting stone.
Thank you, Mr. Oxford Dictionary.
Webster's Dictionary defines adaptation.
No, I mean, I'm saying
what does
that,
it
you
define Wanker as?
Just picture
Carl. Yes.
Yeah, but that doesn't work because you just turned my joke around because it was obviously directed at you, so...
Yeah, but I'm not subtle.
You're still at nil.
No, you're not.
Let's go back to films.
Yes.
Or TV.
Okay.
I've been watching Breaking Bad. See, I want to see it, and it just blows my mind whole open. It's just great. It's really... I think we've talked about it before. Briefly, it's amazing. It just continues to surprise and shock.
Animated.
It's brutal. I mean, it is brutal. I won't go into detail, but there's an episode, season 2, called Peekaboo, which...
Is it the second last episode?
No, it's episode 6. It involves an ATM machine, I shall say.
Mm.
And it is... You just don't see that coming at all, and it's like I
does it come to life?
It's just that what happens is completely just like
that's what
Jesus shit. You know, it's like something you'd see on The Walking Dead or something. Really, And it just completely, like, from that, I mean, I already loved the show, but from that episode, I thought, oh my god, this is just, you just can't see what's going to come next. It's fantastic. Watch it. You're fully caught up, Dave. Yes. Mm-hmm. Season 4. When the 3rd season starts this week, next week. Actually, it premieres pretty soon. Well, no, it premieres in the summer. Mm-hmm. In, well, in the US anyway. We're not getting it on UK TV. No. Well, we're getting it on Netflix. Netflix have added season. I mean, I think only season 1 or season 2 were shown in the UK. And now they've released season 3 on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And rather than our TV channel.
No, it's going to be on TV. But
it might be on TV, but what I'm saying is Netflix are getting there beforehand.
Yeah, that's good.
It's
already on the American Netflix, though.
I'm talking the UK one.
Yeah, but they're just rolling everything. I'm pretty sure they're just rolling everything that's on the American.
Well, what they're doing is they're beating the UK channels to the punch, anyway. Or the channels that we air over here.
At this point, I just want to ask, what is it about?
It is about a chemistry teacher who...
A what?
A chemistry teacher, mm-hmm, who's diagnosed with lung cancer and decides to start to essentially break bad and cook crystal meth in an attempt to get money for his family. And it's just amazing. Bryan Cranston, I said it before and I'll say it again, is one of the finest actors.
Might have a look at it.
He's in Drive. Have you seen Drive, Carl?
No. But don't tell me.
See, I know what it's like now. I know what it's like when you say, you've seen this?
Yeah,
no, I've not seen it.
But... No, I don't know. I never watched it, but I will watch it at some point. I did want to watch that. It's not one of those films that I just don't want to watch.
It's
just
really
get around to get watching it.
It's really, really good. And I can't wait for the finale of season 2, because I feel as though it's been sort of suggesting direction of where it's going to go. In some of the pre-title sequences and some of the teasers, and it's just like, I'm like,
what episode are you on just now?
I think I just watched episode 9. I think I've only got 3 left, or I've got 4 left, 3 or 4 left, which I can watch quite easily in like a day, which I probably will do. No, it's really, it's just, I mean, it's fantastic. It's one of the best shows of now anyway. Maybe even ever. Like, it's one of the top dramas. Like, I think it's probably one of the top 5, top 10 TV dramas ever.
Most of the best drama shows are on cable, just now.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like AMC,
HBO
and
AMC,
AMC and stuff, yeah. Showtime as well.
It's yeah, what is on Showtime actually at the moment?
Dexter's on Showtime.
That's it. I might start watching Dexter because that's on Netflix.
Really good.
I'm not promoting Netflix or anything.
It sounds like they've paid
where,
you some money back.
This is where, you know, this is like.
This is where we try to sneakily get sponsored by Netflix.
Yeah.
Well, this
the
is
only
where,
problem is that not enough people listen to this.
Yet. Yeah, okay. That's where, you know, we're getting a lot of the content from. Because a lot of shows aren't getting aired on UK TV, or at least not on repeat anyway.
But I've been telling David that I've been watching TV shows.
Homeland.
Yeah, on Game of Thrones. Finished Homeland first season.
I've not seen the first season. I've only seen 5 episodes. It's really good. I mean, I'm enjoying it.
I'm not 100% sure about it. I mean, there's things that I really like about it, but there's things just really stupid when you get later on.
Oh, okay.
Like I really like the guy, whatever his name is, the main actor.
Damien
Lewis.
Really
good.
Damien Lewis is really good.
Yeah, but everybody praises the girl. I don't think she is that good, especially...
Oh, yeah. Marina Baccarin?
I don't know.
Claire Danes.
Especially later on, I don't think she's that good. But never mind, it's worth watching. But
that's Showtime, that's what it is. That's what's on Showtime.
It's a bit disappointing. And Game of Thrones.
No, I've not seen Game of Thrones.
It's a bit disappointing as well.
Is it worth...
I don't know. I think that definitely made me want to read the books. But I don't know, it's just, I mean, it's just this sort of typical thing, and I think a lot of TV now, I don't know because I don't watch it that much, but I think that, you know, every episode has to have, like, nudity, and sex in it, and every episode has to have like violence, but like this sort of close violence. It's not like battle scenes or something like that. It's just I don't know.
Well, it's like it's not. They're not just doing that so they can have nudity. Yeah, it's because it's just the world they live in.
Sometimes
it's just it's.
Well, that's a lot.
It's
a lot of period shows are like that. I mean,
yeah,
like
it's just part and parcel with the sort of the world that we're living in.
That's what they had for entertainment, really. They didn't have TV.
They didn't have TV. They had whores.
Yeah.
Yes. Bring back the olden times. But
that's
they didn't have TV. They had whores.
It's basically what it's like in Game of Thrones.
Now I have.
Where Tyrion Lannister today may say, you know what? I think I may watch some Mad Men. How's it go? You know, you get a whore.
You
go down and get a drink.
To say. That this never happened. This is not real. Dragons never existed.
It's also, there's dragons in it. It's wizards and shit.
There is a bit of that shit.
I don't know. I'm just not being sold on it. I mean, I've not seen it, but and I won't watch it because I've got other shows that I want to watch. That like
it's
Mad
quite
Mad
interesting.
And
I mean, there's a lot of like different stories to it, a lot of different characters, you know. So it has definitely good points to it.
It's a really sprawling world. It's not a period piece.
Yeah,
it's not actually set in our actual world.
No,
it's set in a complete fantasy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's set in a realm, basically.
I think it's between sort of our medieval times and Lord of the Rings, because it's not like you've got loads of orcs and stuff like that and elves, but there is a lot of elements of fantasy to
there's elements of fantasy and stuff, yeah.
But the world created is quite interesting, like the wall and the
So I should give it a shine then.
Yeah,
definitely.
I mean, it's what, only on season 2 or whatever.
Yeah, I think fifth episode of season 2 now.
Yeah.
But
so there's like 17 episodes total or something.
Yeah, but it's interesting. Like I said, good characters, an interesting plot. Like it says it on the tin, you know, Game of Thrones, you know, that's what it's about.
Right.
Check it out. I'm recommending a TV show to you.
I know, there you go. I do need to catch up on Parks and more Parks and Rec, which is brilliant, and Community, which is infinitely one of the
Parks
better comedies on TV.
And Community are two of the funniest shows ever to be on TV.
Amy Poehler is just amazing. I'm watching Arrested Development at the moment, which I cannot get enough of. That, like, it's just, it's so funny.
That's another one of the funniest shows that's ever been on TV.
There's nothing funnier than a bit of Brian Lowry, I'm sorry.
That's fair. About Brian Lowry.
They're pretty funny.
I prefer it to Monty Python, even. I think it's brilliant. I really like it.
Well, Life of Brian is one of the funniest films.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Monty Python is amazing, but I think this is, at least for me, it's been better.
It's a sketch show and it's like hit and miss, so they're not every sketch is fantastic, is it?
No, of course, but
a bit of Fran Laurie is one of those things, is one of those sketch shows where every sketch is at least okay. Every sketch is good.
Even not as funny ones are still good.
They play a lot with the language and stuff. And stuff.
Like when the best sketches are like fantastically amazing, and even the worst sketches are good.
Yeah,
I've seen a good few.
Like
the funny.
The worst about Fran Laurie sketches would be the best sketches on like Saturday Night Live now. Saturday Night Live is a bit.
Is it not?
It's iffy just now.
Within
for the last few years, it's been really hit or miss.
Yeah,
but some of the stuff is just hilarious. I showed you something.
There's a few sketches I've seen that were funny.
And just like the sort of inter sketch things, just like the talking heads. Different characters.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
As a priest, that's Or when Fry is dressed as a woman, it's always funny. It is enjoyable. I'm just thinking of different ones now.
If you're thinking of it and then laughing, then that's the same like a good comedy, isn't it?
There's this one with the dog that's like at the beginning of the episode, Laurie's walking around and saying, here what used to be the house, here's there's the dog emerging, it's just awful.
I think my favourite one is the tribute to Hugh Laurie.
Which one?
Right, goes on, yeah. It's really no tribute to Hugh Laurie. And there's the video.
is really good, yeah. I mean, yeah, and the songs are good as well, yeah.
Hugh Laurie managed to have a song with three words, Toto, and it's hilarious.
Mm.
Just a song called America.
Yes.
He just keeps repeating America, and then the States.
Yeah.
There's three words, and yet the song is hilarious.
Yeah, and he's all Bruce Springsteen about it. It's really...
It was a funny sketch where they went out of the audience. Yeah, that was one you showed me.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
And then Harry Enfield was... Harry Enfield? I keep mentioning him and Paul Whitehouse. Might have been Paul Whitehouse.
Yeah.
He came out and that was...
It was fun.
Hilarious. That was really, really funny. Yeah, I watched that.
Didn't I show you the one where Hugh Laurie is interviewing a woman?
Yeah.
She's crying.
He wants to get a story or something. Yeah.
I think the first two seasons are on Netflix. I don't know whether they've
been
anymore.
What's Netflix? It's been mentioned so much.
Well, I will mention something else. They're all on YouTube.
Yeah, but
I don't know if they've added any. I don't know if they're adding any more, but the first two are at least on Netflix.
Okay.
And they're really good.
I'll check them out then. You should check out Arrested Development, because that is...
I'll tell you even a better thing.
Hold on, whoa. Don't dismiss Arrested Development. Arrested Development.
No. I'm going back to Fran Laurie. You can order the whole box set for 14 quid of Amazon. So
worth it?
Yes.
Definitely
worth
it. How much? Is it five seasons, I think?
Yeah, it's like five seasons.
Oh,
it's really worth it. I don't know why I haven't heard it yet,
okay.
But yeah.
I might do that, actually. Have you seen The Thick of It? That's on...
Yeah.
Yes, I have. I like
that.
I watched it on Netflix for the first time, because I've been meaning to watch it. Have you
not seen it?
I'd been meaning to watch it for ages.
It's really funny.
And then just like...
This is... I'm sorry, I'm just going to stop for a second. Can we send this podcast to promo people at Netflix? So they're guys.
We should call them, we don't want you talking about this on the podcast.
Yes.
Everything is your name. Could you please bleep them out?
Yes, exactly.
Thank you. So just every two
other minutes, other internet streaming services are available.
Yes, they are.
They're not as good.
Yeah,
they're available.
They're not as good.
Yeah, Thick of It. Yeah,
I think
the quality is brilliant.
I think they're doing another one. They're also doing a talking about. No, I'm just talking about Mandalorian, actually. They're doing an Alan Partridge movie.
Oh.
Did they?
Like...
They've been talking about that for a while.
They're shooting
doing
it this
more
year.
Alan Partridge stuff.
They're shooting it this year. They've been doing it online. They've been doing
it
on
the
Fox, which is funny.
Web series.
Which is funny.
Did Capaldi direct Getting On?
He did, yeah. Peter Capaldi direct Getting On, which
I
is funny.
That.
I like that.
Just brilliant.
I don't know if I've seen all the episodes, but what I saw was really, really funny.
It is so funny.
Have you seen In the Loop?
Yeah.
Funny. Really, like, I could watch that every so often.
Yeah, that's the film version of it.
Yeah. Well, it's not a film, but
it isn't.
Yeah, it's a film version
of
it. Steve Coogan's version. Tom Hollander is the main guy.
James Gandolfini as the general. As well.
Yeah. Gabe Lloyd, who plays.
Yes, Gabe Lloyd.
He's in The Office.
Have you.
Matthew Baxter is here.
Oh, I'm like, who's that? Oh, great, Matt. Yeah. Not yet, but we can. We'll digitally.
But he's in Freedom. And all
you,
the other films.
Have you seen Veep?
Not yet, but
it's
started.
Yeah.
It started.
Two episodes, I think. It's pretty good. Armando Iannucci's.
Is it funny? Because the guy, Tony Hale.
It's him, he did. It's Armando Iannucci is doing a sort of American version of The Thick of It, sort
uh-huh.
of. It sort of follows the vice president around in her office. Rather than...
Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. It's a little bit dresses, but it's pretty good.
Because Tony Hale's
in it, yeah.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. They're both from Arrested Development.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus was in Seinfeld.
She was also
in
Arrested Development.
Yeah, she was in Arrested
Blind woman who isn't really blind.
Yeah.
I just did the air quotes.
The lawyer.
Damn it, we're doing so well with the audio there, and then I had to do the visual stuff.
Don't comment on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's
well, normally it is comment on. Oh, you've really got a hold of that visual audio.
Yeah, that's the problem. Every time we do something like that, someone comments on it.
Balls.
Yes,
exactly.
Just go for it.
As Dr. Horrible would say. Balls.
For example, I don't comment on the visuals of your face all the time. So, let's just not comment on the visuals.
If you started commenting on the visuals of your face...
His face is very serious now.
If you started doing that... We wouldn't be able to get him back in films, though.
Yeah, exactly.
He would be lost in his own love.
Yes.
Yes.
It'd be lost in your eyes.
Sorry. Totally.
Yeah, that's most of us have usually. Okay, that's...
Well, yeah, so we...
Yeah, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, sorry for the...
She plays in
the same film, but she's in...
yeah, she's in a few episodes. She's also in a few episodes of Curb.
Yes.
Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is funny.
Because of Seinfeld.
Because of Seinfeld, yeah. Well, I need to watch Seinfeld, actually.
Seinfeld's really good. Yeah, there's sort of known people in it, but it's only two episodes in, but it's pretty good.
The guy in Curb Your Enthusiasm plays Larry David's manager. Is it manager or agent? Agent manager.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a few episodes of Arrested Development. Talking about Arrested Development, there's so many fantastic actors like that are big in comedy now that were in it for like 2 seconds. So the guy that plays Howard in The Big Bang Theory, he's in it for like a couple of scenes. Alan Tudyk, like he was in the episode I watched this morning. I started punching the air like yes,
yeah.
Alan Tudyk, and he's fantastic.
Who'd been in Firefly by that point?
Oh, when did you? Oh, it was 2004, 2003.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Craig Robinson was like in it for literally like 5 seconds, like as a security guard.
Yeah.
And he's like.
Babysit me.
He's a leader in the office. No, one of the main mm-hmm. characters in the office. I'm trying to think who else.
There are a lot of them.
That's obviously the guy that plays Larry David's manager, agent, and Cub is in like a few episodes.
Did you see
a lot of them are people who like we may not have known, but people in comedy circles
the people who made the shows knew.
The people within comedy circles
So what you want to say?
Have you seen the film?
Whatever works. Yeah. Not yet, but I do really want to see it. Is it good?
Yeah,
the trailer looks funny.
Although Woody Allen is starting to repeat sort of stuff in his movies, but
I don't think he cares what anybody thinks of his movies apart from himself.
No, I
think he just makes them the movies he wants to make, which is what he should be doing. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't think, oh, I need to tailor this to. He's just doing love letters to.
I'm not sure if we can say that.
I don't think he's like trying to appease critics. This is completely speculation. This is just whatever.
I don't think he wears pants on Tuesdays as well.
Who does?
Yeah,
exactly. Or Wednesday. And I still don't have the Wednesday. Okay. Wow. We covered a lot of TV ground there.
Yeah. Oof.
Exhausted.
I took part in some of it.
Wow.
Wow.
EastEnders.
No.
Oh, gee. Shut up, EastEnders.
TV.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Don't say shut up with EastEnders.
I don't really. I don't watch it anymore.
It doesn't qualify. You watched
it's
it.
It's more like
at all.
Film theatre, really.
Okay. Theatre is the last thing that comes to my mind when I would think of soap operas.
Well, soap operas began as.
Yeah, as vaudeville theatre, okay, yeah. But. No, that's.
Whatever.
Whatever. Let's move on. Are we going to talk about film now?
We're going
to
talk about film now.
Do you want to tell us about your horror experience of last night?
I want to mention Cameron Woods without spoiling it. Because it relates to the film I watched last night, which was, for this podcast, and which was The Evil Dead. Number one, not number two. I mean, because that's the way you watch films.
Like the first half hour of Evil Dead 2 basically remakes the first one.
Yeah, it was like a remake or something.
It's weird. And then it moves on.
Cabin in the Woods. I've seen it twice now.
Cabin in the Woods has a lot of references to
Evil Dead. I will say that.
A lot of references to Evil Dead.
Watching Evil Dead, I'm thinking, oh, that's what they got the even the bit when he's walking the walking out of the actual the basement. I mean, the whole basement. Mm-hmm. Stuff, I'm like, oh my god! It's, and also
the cabin, the look of the cabin, the shot when you first see the cabin, which is slowly going along and then going up towards it and stuff.
It's just fantastic. There's I mean, if you haven't, if you've seen Cabin in the Woods and if you have seen Evil Dead, but you haven't seen it, watch Evil Dead again after seeing Cabin in the Woods, because it's quite fun to watch, because you're thinking, oh, that's in Cabin in the Woods, or but also the certain aspects of Cabin in the Woods. If you've seen the film, you know what I'm talking about. Certain aspects, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I know what you're talking about.
But you know, I like the way he's looking at you. You know what I'm talking about, yeah?
Really, really kind of adds to the viewing of Evil Dead. You think, no, that could be happening right now. It's so fun. It's fantastic. I also felt a little bit like Marty's character in the Cabin in the Woods watching the Evil Dead.
Weren't you afraid? Because we were quite scared that you're going to, you know.
I wasn't afraid.
Get panic attacks next time you walk.
I began to embrace being scared while watching a horror film, because that's what they're supposed to do. You know what I mean? I think I can sleep easier.
You weren't scarred for life by tree rape?
The film was batshit crazy. It was completely bananas.
Yep.
You know, horny trees it's just really quite funny. It's just these monsters like, shut up, shut up. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
And she just wouldn't shut up. Join us, join us. Like, I started shouting, shut up. I'm like, oh, shut her up. Use the gun. Or the axe. How many times he didn't use the actual sharp end of the axe, or just poking her with the stick end. I'm thinking, what are you doing? It was really, really good. And I actually didn't know, like, people say it's a, I didn't realise what I was in for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I still don't quite know what happened. I'm like, what, were they trying to be batshit crazy? Were they, you know, I don't think they were trying to make it, were they trying to make a serious film, or were they just having fun? You know, it was like, mental. Really fun though. Because I thought it was a straight up horror.
Not quite.
Like, you know what I mean? We're going to be scary and stuff, and I'm thinking, well, that's not scary. I'm like, oh, okay, this is what I'm watching. Really funny. I'm looking forward to seeing Evil Dead 2. There's a third one or something?
I don't know who that is.
Have you seen that?
I think that's one of the series I've not seen, actually.
Apparently it's really good. Well, somebody said to me that 2 and 3 are better than number 1.
Yeah.
There's
something more to them.
I mean, it's mental. It's properly mental. I mean, not even just for the tree, you know. I can't even believe.
You can't even see the word tree rape, can you?
Because I can't believe that there are words that can come out of my mouth.
Until you
the trees
can say
don't
it,
move.
Until you can say it,
tree rape.
You won't be able to overcome it.
You know? So somebody could just make a little remix.
No.
Okay. It was bananas. It was absolutely cuckoo. It was fun though. It was really fun to watch. I was embracing it. I was also shouting at the screen, don't read the Latin!
And your parents were shouting at you, Chris, shut the fuck up.
No.
No?
No, I watched it all in the dark.
Mm.
I didn't like the bit when he pushes the spoilers. If he pushes the guy...
Spoilers for a film that's like 30 years old.
When he pushes the guy's eyes in his head, I just don't. Oh God.
Jesus Christ, even is 30 years old.
Yeah, no. Though, this is completely off topic, but the Irish development's almost 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird how these kind of hold up. Not in terms of, you know, it does look as though it was made, you know, for cheap in the 80s, but in terms of entertainment value holds up really well. I might watch it again, actually. In fact, I was listening to the Empire podcast interview with Drew Goddard, and he was saying, like, they were asking what would the ultimate double bill be if you had to put a double bill. It's like the best Evil Dead and Cabin in the Woods, you could have a lot of fun, which technically I didn't watch them back to back, per se, but like I haven't watched one and then watched the other. It is a lot of fun. Just because you can get into the world a little more, a little different. You can view the sort of the world of the film completely.
Yeah, you've watched different. You've done this in a weird way.
Yeah.
Most people see The Evil Dead and think, oh yeah, that's a reference, and watch Cabin and think, yeah, that's a reference to The Evil Dead, and now, oh, that's in Cabin, watching a film that was made 30 years before.
No, I didn't mean like, oh, that's in Cabin. I'm thinking, oh, that's where Cabin took that bit from. It's fun. I mean, either way, it's a fun way to watch the film. And I actually would like to do a Evil Dead Cabin in the Woods double bill when Cabin comes out on DVD, because that'd just be completely cuckoo. But it was fun. I really enjoyed it.
I think just saying the word cuckoo once is
enough. Yeah, no, they are, you the films you suggested have been actually, you know, pretty.
I know.
Pretty good. So what you did?
That's what I suggested them.
You took out the films you've seen that are shit. So you wouldn't suggest Sucker Punch to me.
No. I wouldn't suggest Sucker Punch to my worst enemy.
I saw the trailer. I wouldn't suggest it.
I've not seen it, so.
I was bored. There was nothing that was on. It was on TV. I thought, let's see if this is as bad as it's. Let's see if this is as bad as it looked.
Oh god.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. But
so much of it was like a weird slow motion music video.
Oh yeah, that's what a lot of people said.
And like, it was a weird, like, selection of short films, basically. Like, it was just I'm going to go to the dance, and random thing is going to happen. This is completely separate from everything. And other completely separate thing is happening right now. And it's not good. Somebody should just take Zack Snyder's camera away from him. He should not be allowed to make films.
Do you know that they're remaking The Evil Dead? Like, right now, they're filming it.
Yeah, 2013.
Right
now. Next year it's going to come out.
They're filming it currently.
Is that
going
to be as good?
I don't think it will be.
Because part of it is...
Sam Raimi is producing, but I mean, that doesn't really mean anything.
Part of the film is the ridiculousness.
Is there any point in remaking it?
No. There's never a point in remaking it.
It'll make money. Is what, I mean, if people...
There's never an actual point in remaking
but
it.
But would it make money because there is an existing...
Because it's a cult fan base, probably...
Or no, would it actually make more money just because it's going to be a horror film?
But see, I don't think...
The people
who go and see it are not going to be fans of the original.
Yeah.
Unless they want to see what they do.
No.
Because it's like... It's like they were supposedly remaking Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I think I didn't see what to it.
No,
I'm talking about Beetlejuice. Shut up, Chris.
They're supposedly remaking Rocky Horror Picture Show. Now, there is no market for that. At all.
No.
Because...
I mean, I'm not even over enthused to see the first one.
The first one's fantastic.
Really good.
The first one's fucking fantastic. But, like, fans of the original aren't going to go and see the remake.
Okay.
And it's so... And they're going to tone it down so much.
So they're just going to make it as a horror film. They're just going to appeal to the people who have not seen The Evil Dead.
I'm telling you.
I thought that
is one of those films that, like, people Rock Out a Picture Show, nobody sort of like, I've never met anyone sort of that, yeah, it was alright. People either really like Rock Out a Picture Show or just don't get it.
Okay, so I want to,
so people who really like it just aren't going to go and see the new one, because why bother? If they had this thing they were like, why go see a shittily remade one, probably with Disney tween actors in it? It's going to be awful.
Oh, I would love that. No, I wouldn't. I'm joking. I think it will be remade as a horror.
It
will
dead.
Be just a horror, and it will have a scary trailer. I mean,
part of The Evil Dead is how ridiculous it is.
Yeah.
And how.
So probably the ridiculousness will be taken away.
And how ridiculous.
I mean, if you want a modern day Evil Dead, watch Cabin in the Woods.
That's misleading.
Yeah, well,
I'm misleading.
Yeah, but I mean,
don't lie to people, Christopher. Don't lie.
I don't mean like it's exactly what the Evil Dead is. But if you want, you know, like maybe a contemporary version of what?
No, if you like The Evil Dead, you're probably going to like Cabin in the Woods.
That's exactly
but
what I mean.
Don't try and compare them as much as you have.
Well, that's what I mean.
Cabin in the Woods references Evil Dead a lot.
Yeah, I mean, if you like Evil Dead,
they're really quite different. They're similar in a manner of speaking.
But it doesn't matter. If you don't like Evil Dead, watch Cabin in the Woods anyway. If you like The West Wing, watch Cabin in the Woods.
If you like For Fun, watch Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah. If you like Joss Whedon, if you like Life, watch Cabin in the Woods. Craig on it. Craig. That should be on the poster.
No.
I'm aiming for the DVD cover.
Any...
just my own DVD cover.
Just write it on
have crayon. Have you heard of a film that's just out? I think it's only in the GFT called The Monk.
I have heard that it's Vincent Cassell in it.
Yes, and it looks amazing. I really want to see it. What? What's that for? Why?
I don't think it looks amazing.
But have you watched the trailer, actually? Do you know anything about it?
Yeah, I do, but I don't.
So what do you know about it?
I just don't, it just doesn't look like it's going to appeal to me. That's all. I'll watch it, though, maybe. I don't know. I'm not in a rush to watch it, though. Like, I want to see other things.
Vincent Cassell is a brilliant actor.
He is good. He's in your favourite film of all time, Carl.
I don't know.
Black Swan. Oh, probably.
Yeah, the only good part of it. But no, but yeah, he is in really good.
I might watch it. I don't know. I'm not going to judge a film without seeing.
Yes.
But yeah, Evil Dead. Good. So that's my. I'm getting
I don't know why you continue to doubt this list that you've given you. I mean, like.
You know, I have made some tweaks. By tweaks, I mean I've added some things that I want to watch. Just so I remember.
Well, you might not take any out.
No, I didn't take any out.
Did
David put that? Oh, no, that was me.
all the ones that don't look as good. Oh, yeah.
No, Minority Report was one. I put on it.
Yeah.
Artificial Intelligence.
Fuck no.
I've not seen it.
Don't.
Well, actually, I have seen it. Actually, I saw it when I was wee.
Don't bother.
Psycho, the remake. I'm joking about that one.
Minority Report's not bad, but
I think it's an okay film to watch. You can watch it, and yeah, okay, I've enjoyed it. I haven't wasted my money on the ticket, but it's not something that you would put.
Yeah, it's not great.
There. Although I don't know, it's it's my favorite actor. So
AI is a huge waste of money, in every respect.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, then. And maybe just wait, if it's on TV, I'll watch it.
It's really not good.
I'll maybe watch it.
Yeah, there's the only one that I put on the list that is not good.
Whoa.
But you just need to see, generally, is Blood Freak.
I've got that.
It's the best worst film ever.
Really
bad films. I enjoy watching bad films.
Yeah, there are a bunch of really bad films that I could have put on that you would have enjoyed. Mm.
Watch the Beast of Jacob Flats, that one.
But
it's brilliant.
It's so funny. Like, it's really, it's like Mystery Science Theater 3000 did one on it.
I love
those little guys.
But it's really good. We should do a week on Bad Films.
We should do that with Blood Freak then. We should do that with Blood Freak.
Oh, Bad Film. Blood Freak. Blood Freak and Born.
Rain on.
That's some great bad films.
We'll get Rain on again when we go to do Blood Freak. So if you like Winona Vance, when Rent come back on as well, we can get Bad Freak done and then do the bad films in the same week. Somebody, Robert, on Facebook, suggested we talk less, is what he suggested. So I think I guess you talk less.
yes. just a minute of silence. Yeah.
That we should discuss, because we're doing Evil Dead, discuss worst and best, but I don't think me personally. Well, I know I'm not in the position to talk best and worst. We'll maybe wait until I've went through films like The Shining and stuff.
We'll keep that in our mind, anyway.
But we'll keep that in mind and we'll do that at some point. I mean, probably just say Final Destination.
I don't know what you.
Those films are pretty bad.
Yeah.
The first Saw isn't that bad.
Remember the without naming any names, the read through we did of a script, and some of the people who were reading it through were like basically suggesting it make it more like Saw.
Yes. Dick Face said that.
Well, let's just move on. So, Dave, what are you going
to
say?
Like he's going to listen to this. Like, he's going to pay attention to something someone has created.
High five. Come on, bring it.
Chris, not on
Chris,
audio.
You can clap your hands and pretend that it was a high five, you know.
There.
Yeah, five.
Anyway.
This is frankly one of the less ridiculous podcasts. I think, you know. Well,
really? I think after last week.
We can't ever top that.
Oh, we can definitely top it.
Oh yeah, we can top it. We can top it, yes.
You have to go a different direction.
Yeah. What we've been doing is...
Yeah, you have to go a different direction to surpass last week.
What we've been doing is we've been setting the bar as low as we can each week. Especially just because last week, I mean, it was fun to do, but like, there was at one point, there was about three different conversations going.
Have you actually listened back to it?
I've not, I mean, I've skimmed over it, and there is actually some interesting stuff on it, which I think everybody agreed on.
And you're going to be a bad idea as soon as you said it to me.
Anyway. Yeah.
I mean, it's something different. I mean, it's at least.
It was something.
Different. Well, it was going to be a bad idea for audio.
mainly because. Yeah. Mainly,
for the listeners.
Yeah, it was really good for us.
If it was visual, then it would have been better. Marginally.
What?
Not really. That, no.
I don't think it would
be. If we had a more structured podcast.
I think if there were less people and they were less drunk, is what really.
I'm sorry, I was sober by that point. In time, I think.
Yeah, you may have been.
I didn't.
You may have been.
I'm just thinking, was I or wasn't I? Because it was about a bit. I felt like it was 2 hours that we've talked, 3 hours.
It was funny.
Maybe I was a bit.
For somebody. I actually pity the 14 people who have listened to it so far. I'm pretty sure that's. Yeah, honestly,
really?
Yeah.
14 people?
Well, that was the last time.
Or most of them
came
in the rat.
Well, I don't know.
That'd be about half the listeners.
Because what I'm saying. No, I'm not really listening to this. It's far too much. And I'm thinking, I do not blame you, personally, because it was fun though. I mean, it was interesting. We're talking about our own podcast on our own podcast, but mainly because we got to call the last episode clusterfuck.
Because it was.
It was. What you want to call this one?
Netflix.
Yeah, that's good. Could you imagine that everybody who Googles that will just be so,
yep.
Dude, we're going to get sued. Definitely don't.
No,
maybe change like a couple of letters or something.
We'll call it Netflix.
Like Netflix. Netflix, that's better.
Like The Shining.
Night
and Simpsons.
Netflix.
Don't you mean The Shining? Don't get sued. Call it Netflix with a CK.
Or not.
An S.
Not Fox.
No.
Or
we can just call this. We have no idea what to call this.
No, that would be terrible.
I'd
say a postmodernism title here.
No.
Yes.
I still think we should have called that Simon Murray in the Chamber of Secrets.
Oh, same. I was so on board with that.
So bad there. I think, to be honest, I think all of the suggestions that we had were better than the.
Just to. But in the context, we did a theatre performance and we had to have a title.
Well, we didn't perform,
but... Well, no, we didn't perform.
Yeah.
Carol, don't take this the wrong way, but I cannot recall you doing a hell of a lot on performance theatre apart from sitting, I'm just going to save this seat for somebody. That was your main contribution on the performance.
You sat on either side of Emma.
Yeah, basically.
That's what happened there. That was your...
I felt quite important anyway. I felt like I was directing it from there in a way, in my head.
Yeah,
oh my god, you pushed a couple of buttons
in your head.
No,
I wasn't.
In your head, you were all the actors. Just in your head, everyone looked like you.
I was just in a booth doing nothing apart from pressing a button.
Yeah, exactly, so.
Well, you did the projection.
Yeah, the projection, yeah.
That was a fun experience. Did a lot of bit of theatre performing. Not theatre performing, but.
Mm. Actually, I'm pretty sure that's on Vimeo.
What? The whole thing?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Because you sent me the
trailer
for it, and then I wanted to show Ren and Mac, I think it was, so I put it on Vimeo and sent that link to them. So we just probably put that in the description. Nice.
Did you ask any questions for the podcast? No. You should do that.
I think we are running dry here. With this podcast, I had to think of something that ended.
That's what I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it Simon Murray and Chamber of Secrets.
Oh, yes! I would high five you, but I want to get criticised for trying to do a high five.
Well done, Chris.
Stop clapping, it's actually quite annoying.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to do a fucking high five.
No, they're remaking Poltergeist as well.
For fuck's sake. Why? Damn it, Hollywood.
I don't know.
They're also, what else are they doing?
Oh, right, what are you looking forward to coming up in the next couple of weeks?
The Monk.
The Monk. The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's
going to
June or something.
I'm not looking forward to the Mirror. In fact, that's already out, isn't
it? I don't care.
Yeah, I'm not really bothered about that.
Silent House looks interesting.
It does, yeah. It does.
If they pull it off well enough.
I've heard it's interesting, is what I've heard. I don't know whether that makes it good or not.
Yeah, I don't know if it's good, interesting or not.
What else have we got? Oh, you know, they're doing a sequel to Midnight Run? Brett Ratner. Directing that.
A sequel to Midnight
Michael Bay is doing the producing new version of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Right, Midnight Run, is that the one with
Robert De Niro? Yeah, there's a sequel to that.
Fucking Michael Bay.
I'm actually looking forward to the Casa de Mi Padre. Or Padre.
What's that?
That was some excellent Spanish.
I do.
Doesn't it have an English title, House of My Father? No?
Oh, no, I'm not calling it House of My Father. That's what it means in English.
Is it a Spanish film?
It's a Spanish language comedy with Phil Feller, which looks really good. He's talking in Spanish, because it's a Spanish language film. Seven Psychopaths. Looks good. Gangster Squad, that's another one. Fantastic cast, Sean Penn, Ryan Gosling. Josh Brolin. Mm.
When's that coming?
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah, to me. I don't actually know. I think maybe next year or late 2012. I'll just check.
By the way, with Spanish didn't
Looper as well.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say Looper. You just saw it there.
The Skin I Live In is back in cinema, Chris.
I'm going to see it. November. Gangster Squad is out in November. It's a good cast. Anything else? Looking forward to. Oh, back to what film should we do for homework? Or what film should I do for homework next week?
Well, mine, the one that...
Well, I'll do that, but I'll do something else as well. Cause we'll
yeah, Chris, but, but you're not going to probably do it if you do something else. Just
I'll watch, well, I mean, yeah? There is a week.
Yeah, okay, Chris, but there was time...
Yeah, but there's you.
Now as well, so,
I'll
you
watch
know.
Both films. Shut up.
See, yesterday when you said, yeah, tonight I'll watch both,
yeah,
I knew asleep. Already that you're not going to watch it. Yeah, okay. I knew you didn't have to text me in the morning. I knew you haven't watched it.
Okay.
So, do me a favour and watch it.
David, you said, Brian, do you just want me to watch it? Do you want David to watch it as well?
Yeah.
Watch it.
Yes, Man Fix the World.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. And I can't. I understand David's point
mainly
of view
because
on documentaries.
No, it's not. It's just I don't. I mean, it's not a problem against documentaries.
Uh-huh.
It's just I don't have any interest in watching a documentary about something I don't particularly want to see documented.
Uh-huh.
So losing. If I watch a documentary, it's because I read it and think, oh, that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I read what this was about and didn't immediately want to watch.
Yeah,
so like it's a very different sort of thing.
I mean,
with documentaries.
It's quite funny apart from anything else. It's like I laughed a lot at it,
mm.
like despite the topic.
Mm.
So I mean, I would recommend watching it anyway.
If we watch this or if I watch this, you need to watch the Comic Con documentary.
Okay.
Morgan Spurlock's documentary. That's
the
fantastic
documentary about Bob Marley is apparently really good.
Yeah.
It's in the GFT.
I'm not a big Bob Marley fan, so again, I don't think I'd get a lot from that. The George Tarson documentary, though, that was fantastic.
Yeah, but see, there are things that, you know, the Senna document, everybody was like, nobody's interested in, but, you know.
People
who
aren't interested in race,
yeah,
and
so
enjoy it. So
if it's really well made and it's a good idea, then it
might work. Well, I mean, it's like, I'm not in a rush to see a documentary about something I'm not, you know, that not necessarily not interested in, but not like
the one that
I need to see. This
amazing. It's in 8mm and 16mm, the whole thing. It's really, really nicely done.
Nice.
Is that it?
I think we're up. Well, yeah, sorry, that got you mentioned. What else?
don't know. What about the? Have you seen the Three Burials of Marquis Estrada? Because you've got it on.
No, I've got it on DVD.
DVD. Because it is brilliant. You really like No Country for Old Men.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not similar to, but the Tommy Lee Jones character is similar, and it's like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's. I just loved it. He directed it, and he got some awards for it in Cannes, and I think it's a really good film. It's one of those sort of modern westerns, you could call it, maybe, but I don't know if it's appropriate.
I watched The Three Burials.
It's a really good
film. I also, from the list that David gave me, I might watch The Big Lebowski.
Yes, definitely.
What? The Big Lebowski. And we can talk about Coen Brothers.
Yeah, we can talk about Coen Brothers.
So next week, Big Lebowski, Coen Brothers.
Let's not do this.
Let's not do that.
Yeah.
Every time you ever say we're going to do this on the podcast, it's never done.
Yeah.
That's true. We made a very brief discussion of Lost in Translation last week.
Yes.
Before we finish, I
want to talk about Lost in Translation because we didn't get to talk
about
that much.
Let's do this, Christopher.
Last week.
Yes.
And I was disappointed in that.
Really? Wait, what do you think, Chris?
No, not disappointed in the film, disappointed in the fact I didn't get a good chat. I enjoyed it.
Okay, my question to you is, what do you think about the fact that apparently a lot of people in Japan hated the film because of the way how it portrays Japan and Japanese people? The same problem that was with, the same problem that was with Slumdog Millionaire.
I'm not overly qualified to answer that question. I'm not overly qualified to answer the question of why Japanese people did not like it.
Apparently a lot of people like in Japan didn't like the film because they think that it's like the misrepresentation of their culture. Like, you know, for example,
I mean,
there are bits, you know.
See, I don't think the film was.
It's not a misrepresentation of the culture. It's a brief representation of part of the culture.
That's not the aim. Mm-hmm. That's not what the film
is. It's through the eyes of tourists don't really know much. It's not trying to represent any culture.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's not the story.
The whole point. It is through the eyes of Western people. So, yeah, okay, fair enough. Maybe people in the West have some misrepresentations, but it's not the film. I was just curious. Although I think that a case could be built more with Slumdog Millionaire, but this sort of thing. With the cheery slums.
I mean, if the story's about the culture and it misrepresents it, then fine. But I mean, the story wasn't about the culture.
Yeah.
There is a title of Lost in Translation.
From Japan being like, lost.
Yeah, this is why I wanted to say that it was about cultures as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they sat down thinking, let's write a film about that's about Japan.
No, I know.
You know what I mean? I don't think it misrepresents culture. I think David's spot on. It's a brief representation of the culture through
part of
Western.
The
yeah, yeah, part
no,
of the culture.
It, the main
part
thing
of the
is that it's through Western,
through Western
view. So if,
view, yeah, so yeah.
If people have some problems, as yeah.
But as far as the film itself goes, being Western. Myself. No, I enjoyed it. I wasn't offended by it. That was good. It's not the best film I've seen. It's not, you know, like, I'm not in a rush to see it again.
Yeah, but Bill Murray.
But it was good. It was a good film. And as I tried to say that last week, there was a lot, you know, of the kind of ambient sort of shots of the city and shots of Scarlett Johansson wandering about. You know, the city for me, that kind of slowed the film down a little bit. But at the same time, that's the point. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But at the same time,
it's about basically being lost.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And also, I think the
massive,
like, really vital part of this movie is the not spoken bits. That, although the title says Lost in Translation, actually, the most important parts are not about the words.
Mm-hmm.
For example, about this sort of platonic relationship
and
stuff like that. So. Yeah, it's really good. Bill Murray's
great.
Bill Murray, anything
about especially in Zombieland. Bill Murray in Zombieland is fantastic.
But especially around that period, like, in the Life Aquatic.
Yeah.
And you haven't seen Broken Flowers, have you?
Broken what, sorry?
Broken Flowers. Have you seen Broken Towers?
I know the name. Film
it's brilliant. You should watch it. It's a Jim Jarmusch film with him, and he finds out he has a son, but he doesn't know who the mother is, and he sort of sets on a journey to find the mother. Mm. But he is really, really good. And I would really recommend it.
I love Bill Murray. Bill Murray is fantastic.
Yes.
I love the story of Bill Murray. He's walking through a restaurant, and this someone was just saying, and just kind of looked up. He's kind of leaned down at this person's table where they were passing, picked up a chip, and ate it. And instead of that, a normal lover will leave you. And walked away.
What and yet, fantastic person.
And yet, as you know that, you're actually really good at that, Bill.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Because
you're Bill fucking Murray.
Yeah. They should just make a film called I'm Bill fucking Murray.
No, Chris.
That's a documentary I'd watch.
That's a documentary
just,
I'd watch.
Just Bill Murray going about his daily life.
Yeah, definitely.
That is the one reality show I would watch. Yes. Bill fucking Murray on Channel 4.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. I love him particularly for Ghostbusters, which is one of my favourite films. I love that film. Well, him, Harold Ramis and Dan Aykroyd. All three of them. Not in
Chipmunk. No,
Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters isn't a documentary.
No, I know, Chris. I would suspect that you would believe that.
What he was doing was ignoring you.
Yeah. Yes. Chris, you should get used to that.
He was ignoring you and going back to what I said.
Yes, I was having a conversation with David.
It's going to be confusing for people listening, but Carol was literally just ignoring you and going back to what I said.
Yes.
You know, we went so well on this podcast.
I have done this, but... It's natural, just, you know.
Kicking me.
That wasn't even me.
I think there was
you all sound disappointed, though. That's even me.
I was just explaining why you did.
Damn it,
because you didn't seem to get it.
There was this wee part in my brain, probably subconsciously thinking, oh no, it's Chris talking again about Ghostbusters.
No, but you're looking at me.
Him.
You're looking at me saying, not on Channel 4, man. What are you talking about?
No, because I was sort of, I was you know.
You chinned out. You were ignorant.
No.
You were ignorant, is what it was.
Well, I don't know if towards you it's ignorant or it's.
No, I'm just
actually,
ignorant. Not that
I looked at you because I know that there's words coming out of your mouth, but I sort of ignored it.
Well,
wrap it up. We've offended you. We've done. It's we've ticked the box of offending you, and we can go and pee.
Well, that's fine. Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much.
If you did,
yeah, thanks. Yeah, that's the sign of thanks for listening. If you did,
if not.